anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to After the Super Bowl edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We would appreciate your thoughts. What do you think about the Super Bowl, the ads of the Super Bowl, all that was the Super Bowl yesterday? 1-888-455-3776. Join us anytime. I tell you what, we've got a wide open hour, and it's basically devoted, well, with our general gone. Doug is out today, and Lord knows he'd probably want to break down the Nadal Federer match first. But
I don't know. Wow, did you just mention the Australian Open? Did that just happen?
But we're going to get into the Super Bowl. I guess my initial thoughts, and I've talked to a few of my cronies this morning. One of my cronies is still upset about the officiating, and he thinks Pittsburgh got nearly every call. And I guess I'm on the other side of that, saying both teams, the personal fouls and the unnecessary roughness, you can't do that. I don't care who you are. I don't care if it's regular season or Super Bowl. On the biggest stage, you know, those guys are, you know, out there. This is not to take cheap shots. And I mean, I thought it was just, I thought the officiating, I had to shake my head and say, yeah, I tip my cap to those guys.
I agree with you. There were questionable calls on both sides, I think, throughout the game. But you're absolutely right. The unnecessary roughness, personal foul penalties. You had 2 weeks to get your mind right for this football game. 2 weeks to understand what you had in front of you and what you had to do. And they still come out and do that. I mean, obviously a big game, a lot of adrenaline flowing. But come on, you got to use your head.
When I guess in the first half, the officials make a call, which was reversed, that Kurt Warner fumbled the ball. Well, when's it all right for Kurt Warner to jerk his helmet off in the middle of the field and argue for his team for the official? I will guarantee you, if it's anybody else, that's a 15-yard penalty. You can't do that. I also will say, if you want to talk about officiating, and what a fabulous Super Bowl, regardless of the officiating. On the 100-yard kickoff return, some people still don't think he was in, whether he was, whether he wasn't. Let's remind you, there was a 15-yard hands-to-the-face, face-mask penalty on Arizona anyway. So there would have been an untimed down. Pittsburgh would have had it with the ball 6 inches from the goal line. Now, whether they decide to go for it or decide to kick the field goal, I don't know what they would have done, but it wasn't like, well, he's down and then a half's over, which I think a lot of people out there don't. I thought from the start to the finish, NBC's coverage was really, really good. Where has Alex Flanagan been hiding? We need more of her.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
We need more of her. That is F-I-N-E, fine. That is a pretty girl.
What did you think the biggest play of the game was? Did you think it was the catch at the end of the game? I thought it personally had to have been the pick. Harrison intercepting Warner, taking it back 100 yards, scoring. He had to play some running back in high school. Did you see how he ran that back? He was high-stepping, juking and jiving his way back up the sideline. Looked pretty good, but I think that was by far the biggest play because that was essentially a huge swing. 14-13 had they scored. 14-10, excuse me. For Arizona had they scored instead.
17-7.
17-7. Huge swing there.
You know, another thing really strange, Derek? Let's remind you, this game was 20-7. With, what, 8.5 minutes left?
Yes. Yeah, they were driving at that point. About 11 minutes left when Arizona got the ball for that drive, and they were down 20-7. Correct. I was telling my friend, hey, they need to score before the 8-minute mark, especially with Pittsburgh's defense, especially how their offense runs. You got to get a quick touchdown here.
But they don't score until about 8.5 minutes left to make it 20-14. All the scoring happened.
Yeah.
In a relatively short amount of time.
And you mentioned that you said you thought it was a great game, a great Super Bowl. I'm kind of with Colin. Listening to Colin Cowherd a little bit earlier, he made a great point. It was a great fourth quarter. The game itself, it wasn't really a game until the fourth quarter. You're kind of cheering Arizona to get back into the game. But as far as it being a close game, really wasn't. A lot of the penalties, too, made it kind of a sloppy game going into the fourth quarter. But some of the antics in the fourth quarter, obviously, going to go down in history, going to be remembered, especially the catch.
The only thing before the game leading up to it that maybe I don't understand, why is Matt Millen on a set?
Wow, no kidding, huh? You run the lines into the ground, and apparently it gets you a job on TV doing the Super Bowl.
You got Holmgren. You've got Dungy. Okay, great. Great. They can break it down. They've been there, done that.
How about the Belestrator with Bill Belichick?
There you go.
That was kind of fun. Cheater.
But you know what? But been there, done it, can break things down. Well, why Matt Millen?
Yeah, well, he can break things down, all right. He can break things down. Whole
right,
franchise.
Right,
in, right,
right
into
off
the ground.
The cliff.
Wow.
Just straight down.
Unbelievable. Got a couple of emails here. Fast Willie chiming in already to the Dent Popper inbox. Couple of thoughts on the Super Bowl. One, just wondering what you guys think of the phrase immaculate interception. Has a nice ring to it, don't you think? I agree. Number two, I thought Union Y Sale was my favorite Super Bowl play of all time, the Tyree catch last year. But the catch now holds that spot. Sorry, 49ers, this one's bigger. It happened in the Super Bowl, obviously referencing
Dwight Clark.
Right, Joe Montana, Dwight Clark in the NFC Championship. And number three, just a reminder, when the Patriots don't cheat, they don't make the playoffs. The Steelers just win Super Bowl VI, to be exact. Hope everybody has a great day. I know I will. Fast Willie.
At the start of the game, I just thought it's 10-0. Could have, you know, they're down there ready to score. You know, you've got the Super Bowl props. Who will score the first touchdown? I feel bad for the people out there that had Heath Miller twice on about the 1.5 yard line. It looks like he's going to find a way. And with the, you know, the defense has played really well.
They
Arizona,
did.
Where I don't know where this defense came from. But to stop Pittsburgh inside the 5-yard line twice down there, and then who gets the ball? Our fearless leader, the general Doug Duda, had to cringe when Gary Russell bulldozes his way into the end zone. It just had to. It had to be like a stake driving into the middle of Doug's back because of his obvious hatred for Gary Russell, and I think there's a Davis guy that's another fullback slash goal line back for the Steelers. Nonetheless, I thought it was a really good football game, but yeah, when you get a momentum swing like that right before half,
that's just huge. Shit. Unbelievable there.
How resilient are the Arizona Cardinals to come, first of all, 10-0, this is over. They have absolutely dominated you.
And what did you say? You had 34-10, is that right?
Yeah.
And I was sitting there thinking, wow, I think Daddy is going to be pretty close by the time this thing's over. At 10-0, but they showed some resilience.
You know, being around some people, obviously some cheering for the Cardinals, some cheering for the Steelers, you know, just the deflation, you know, and probably a lot of that is who maybe people wagered on. I don't know that, but you're sitting there going, wow, what this deal could. You know, you want to see a good game, really. It's the Super Bowl, and you're thinking. Then they start to come back, and you're thinking, what is this? But the penalties in the first half especially.
Yeah, they just killed. I mean, ugh.
I believe the penalty yards were like 105-5.
Yeah, I think midway through the third, I think they flashed the stat. It was that Arizona had 8 for 81 at that point. And I'm just going, oh, God. They averaged, 43 penalty yards a game through the regular season. Already had 81 halfway through the third quarter. And it wasn't over yet with the penalties there.
Yes, you know what? Santonio Holmes deserved to be the MVP of this game.
Larry Fitzgerald played better.
Well,
I thought the most exciting play for an Arizona fan or for someone rooting for Arizona in the game was Larry Fitzgerald's huge touchdown pass, the slant over the middle where the Pittsburgh dropped the safeties to the outside and they dragged Fitzgerald right across the middle and made the catch and right up the middle of the field. That was amazing. A lot of people were cheering where I was watching the game in that play as well, and that was kind of that just reinflated their confidence there, but Pittsburgh handled their business.
Tough call on Pittsburgh, too, the holding in the end zone.
Ooh, yeah, no kidding, huh?
And you could say, oh, he drug him down. He's on his, he was on his back. That's a tough call. To step up and make that call, those guys trying to do the best they can. I really wish at the end of the game, it was like everybody was so anxious to get the Super Bowl trophy out and present it. I wish they would have reviewed the deal. Just to end all speculation. I wish they would have just slowed down. I realize there's only 5 seconds left and the chances of Arizona scoring at the end were real suspect. I don't think it would have happened. But in a game of that magnitude, why wouldn't you have taken a step back and just said, hey, we're going to do a booth review. It's going to take a minute, minute and a half. If his arm is going forward, Arizona gets the ball back. Otherwise, the game's over. And they didn't do that. And I don't know why you wouldn't do that. But
you talk about officiating. We go back to the Den Popper inbox here. This is from Chad in Kearney. Doug and Daddy, why did Arizona not challenge the fumble from Kurt Warner at the end of the game? It seemed like his arm was going forward. Can they not challenge within 2 minutes, or does the challenge have to come from the booth?
It
does have to come from the booth. Under 2 minutes, can't throw the challenge flag out there. Also, he goes on to say, there was also an unsportsmanlike penalty on the Steelers taking helmet off and would have given the ball back with an additional 15 yards. Chad from Kearney there. That should have given the ball back? No, it happened after the play, right? With him taking his helmet off, that was already at the end of the play when the Steelers already had the ball, correct?
Right, so there'd been a change of possession.
Correct.
They would have moved him back 15. Another interesting call, and I don't know, for a game, how about after Santonio Holmes gets up and does the old pepper shaker deal? And
I think that was a LeBron James thing there, wasn't it? Yeah.
Was it throws the ball straight up in the air? Well, obviously, if that happens, the amount of time Pittsburgh's kicking off from their 15-yard line, that who knows with Pittsburgh's defense. But it's one of those deals, Santonio, don't do that. You just caught the game-winning, you can't do that.
How about redeeming himself, too, with the ball that went right through his hands the play before?
You know what? I thought on that play, Roethlisberger, the play was set up so perfect, and it was all Roethlisberger setting it up. Because he drops back to pass, and his total focus is over on the right side of the end zone. And it's just patient, patient, patient. And those defensive backs everybody's got to be shifting over there. And then all of a sudden, just boom, he fires it to the left, and then right through Holmes' hands. And you're right. That could have been one of those deals that we're not going to get another chance.
Then he redeems himself. Very next play, awesome catch. I was sitting there intensely watching that replay, making sure he got both his legs, both his feet down. Beautiful catch. And this is something you and I were discussing before the show here. Is that a bigger catch than Tyree's catch last year in the Super Bowl? Obviously, Tyree's catch didn't go for a touchdown. This one did. This one was the deciding touchdown. The game winner. But I personally, I take last year's catch as a bigger catch over this one. Obviously, it wasn't for a touchdown, but if you watch the play, not only did the quarterback have to avoid, or Eli Manning did an outstanding job avoiding that rush, and did you see a little bit in the pregame yesterday with some of the Giants offensive linemen going, we've seen Eli just fall down in practice without anybody touching him. We thought he was smoked, but he got away on that play, then threw it up. So on the first half of the play, you had Eli making a play. On the second half of the play, you had Tyree making a play. Here, obviously, Roethlisberger making a safe throw to the back corner of the end zone, away from any coverage, anything like that. Holmes just making a great play there. Personally, I like last year's catch.
Sports Nation, I think that was one of the poll questions they had up, and I believe it was pretty overwhelming that Tyree, a lot of people felt the same way you did, Derek. Now, it's tough when it's a game winner. People are going to, people remember, I guess, the Giants won the Super Bowl. you know, David Tyree's catch. When somebody says David Tyree, oh, okay, yeah, he's the guy that made an unbelievable catch, pinned the ball against the side of his helmet, and somehow kept it off the ground while falling to the ground. A catch, really, that's flown under the radar for as good as it is. How about the fade pass to Fitzgerald?
Woo! That was nice.
Pittsburgh, I mean, the defender could not have played that any better. One thing that when they talk about, he's got such strong hands. Does Larry Fitzgerald have stronger hands than anybody else? How do you have strong hands?
I don't know. I'd imagine all the receivers have pretty strong hands. We got an email here about Fitzgerald, actually. This coming from, looks like coming from a phone here, a mobile phone, no name on it. I had to hear how Fitz can outjump everyone in the league all day. How come they didn't throw him a fade instead of throwing underneath? Well, they did. They did throw him that fade. He caught a touchdown there, so.
Yeah.
Well, they threw it to him underneath, too, and he took that one to the house, too, so. Most explosive receiver in the league this year, I think, Larry Fitzgerald. Some of the catches he made, they showed the highlight reel yesterday leading up to the Super Bowl. I thought the pass in double coverage, corner of the end zone, can't remember who it was, late in the season, was it? Or, heck, that might even been the playoffs.
Carolina?
Yeah, that was an outstanding catch. I mean, freak of an athlete. Absolute freak.
You know, if they can, is this Arizona team, is this a one and done? Is this a flash in the pan that you won't see, you know? Will they return to be the Arizona Cardinals?
I don't think so. You look, and you were mentioning this all the way. How did they even get to this point? They had to have Oakland beat Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay for them to even make the playoffs. And then they had to roll through teams that the whole way everyone better.
No. Back up. No. Philadelphia.
Excuse me. Philadelphia. Correct.
When would they play Arizona?
Correct. Excuse me.
But my
fault.
When you go back there to say, there's only to get on a roll like they got on. How?
Yeah, 9-7.
It was 47-7 against the New England Patriots.
Nine and seven in a lot of divisions doesn't even make the playoffs.
Well, New England's 11-5,
and they didn't even make it. And Arizona goes 9-7, wins their division. Wow. This is weird. We got a lot of emails rolling in here that didn't pop our inbox regarding the Super Bowl. This one from our friend Ken. Oh, Ken. Seems to me that someone was laughed at by Duda the Swami when he said, put your money on Arizona. Those who did and took the 7 points have a heavier wallet today. Those who laugh last, laugh loudest. Ken the Magnificent. Thanks, Ken.
You know what?
Got one from Brent the Mailman here, too. Great game, very pissed. I felt the last play should have been reviewed, and we actually, before I continue on that, we have a one from Andy here, who says, Doug and Daddy Coward said this morning that the fumble call at the end of the game was reviewed. NBC just missed the official's call before the last play of the game. So there you go there. But he said he felt the play should have been reviewed. This from Brent the Mailman. All in all, awesome game. My wife and I were jumping up and down when Larry took it to the house. Then we thought maybe overtime. Then the miraculous play by number 7, and I started crying. As a sports fan, this was awesome. Congratulations to all the Steeler fans. And damn, it isn't too far away until you'll torture me with the peanut jelly roll song and those lousy Royals. Why couldn't I live in an area that aired the Detroit Lions? Great game. Better than tennis. That comes from Brent the Mailman.
Thanks for all the emails. Keep firing them in. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more Super Bowl talk. We'll look at some of the ads as well. Personal favorite of mine happened to be Conan O'Brien, but we'll be back after this on the Doug Show.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained. And how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Danny Show returns at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Mike and Mike in the morning.
With your
tremble if he touched your lips.
No, I wouldn't. I am a professional here talking about a football player.
You know what? He wouldn't tremble, but I think you would quit.
Give Mike and Mike a ride to work every weekday morning on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Here's a look at your forecast. Overall, for much of our Monday, anticipate partial clearing at times, breezy west winds at around that 5 to 15 mile per hour range. We'll have a high temperature rebounding in the middle 40s for tonight. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance for snow showers with a low near 14 degrees. And then for Tuesday, high near 30 degrees. Currently 37.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, 7 Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. Super Bowl champions, Pittsburgh Steelers. Champions in the field, of course. Dynagro is where it's at. YieldGuard VT Triple. Hey, protection for full genetic potential, improved consistency, better insect protection, better root protection. The Roundup Ready 2 technology system. Hey, brings you broad spectrum weed control, proven crop safety. Dynagro is where it's at. Quality is not just a word with Dynagro. They expect you to receive consistently an outstanding product. They've developed strict quality standards to ensure excellent vigor and emergence, increased stands and maximum yield potential, which equates into maximized profit for your farming operation. Call your local Dynagro seeds dealer today. Don't know who that is? Call 1-800-652-9298. Dynagro is growing. Well, a lot of Super Bowl talk on this Monday. We're going to the phone lines.
Got Russ and Carney on the line.
Hello, Russ. How are you?
Good. How's it going, fellas?
We're okay today. Good. You know, we're coming around. Early this morning wasn't that good, but we're coming around.
That a baby. Hey, my comment is I'd like to ask Mr. Duda. I think the most interesting thing on this will be the propositions. One, which was taken off the board.
Sorry, I think we just lost Russ. We got Doug on the line here.
Oh, sorry, Russ. We're going to Doug. Doug, what's going on?
I love Russ. There's nothing wrong with Russ.
I think I dropped him, actually. That's my fault. Sorry, Russ. Call me back.
That St. Pierre match. That's what it was all about.
What's going on, Douglas?
Well, we're getting ready to leave the City of Lights, my friend.
What'd you think? Your initial thoughts just looking back at yesterday?
You want my initial thoughts? Since, again, I did not hear a word that obviously you recapped at the beginning, but Pittsburgh should have blown Arizona out of this football game. Willie Parker not utilized, and Arizona lucky to even be in that football game. And Pittsburgh then in the end should have lost. They should have got what was coming to them. They let Arizona hang around. I mean, how can you have as many penalties and do the things that Arizona did and have down 10 at half, yet 7 points in the first three quarters, and then somehow you come back and you have the lead in the last 3 minutes of the ball game? It was a great Super Bowl if you're just a fan watching it. Obviously, we wanted Pittsburgh, but, my initial thought is Pittsburgh should have won that game by 3 or 4 touchdowns. They caught the break, and they never utilized. The turning moment in the game is you rough the holder. Good Lord. The officiating was something to be desired, but you rough the holder, and you still can't get in. Who's the offensive coordinator of the Steelers? Fire him.
Well, Doug, I go back to the second half. When they went in the locker room, I think Tomlin said, hey, we've got the number one rated defense. I don't think they can score 10 points. And they totally shut down the play calling. They weren't aggressive at all. They just shut it down.
Well, and that's why I say they should have got what was coming to them. They should have got beat. Arizona played 4 quarters, and they didn't play it very well. They played 1 good quarter of football, and they had a couple of big plays. But, you know, Arizona, there's no doubt Pittsburgh. It's just unbelievable watching the game, how Pittsburgh should have had them put away by halftime. And I guess the one thing we see now, Tony, and maybe it's just what we were used to when we really got into watching and being a part of football in high school and college, is that, you know, we were used to seeing Super Bowls that were blowouts, and we haven't had a blowout in so long. It's amazing. Teams don't just step on the throat. It's the Super Bowl. How can you not step on the throat? Put it away. And how can you not go for the jugular?
And, Doug, when it was 10-0, you were probably thinking the same thing Daddy and I were thinking, uh-oh, this is going to be a blowout.
Well, it should have been a blowout. I didn't have any problem if it was a blowout. You can't let a passing off. What does Arizona do? They throw the ball. I mean, if you start sitting in a prevent against a team that can throw the ball, that's one of the best in the league. You got Kurt Warner now with the top three passing performances in Super Bowl history. You can't let him hang around. You can't let him hang around. And it's just, it amazes me that Arizona did everything they could to lose that football game and still should have won it in the end. I mean, how poor did Pittsburgh have to play in the second half? I mean, just look at the stats. How poor did they have to play to let Arizona back in the football game? They gave them time and time again chances to win the game and blow them away. It was amazing. Again, still a football game that was very good and very competitive, and all the general fans should have loved it. And, you know, Arizona coming back, everybody loved that. I'll tell you out here, I don't know where all the wagering went, but watching it at Mandalay, it was definitely pro-Arizona, and I mean big time. I'd say, wow, it had to be 75-25, if not more.
How was the experience? And Mike Perenio, obviously regular on the show here the last couple weeks. How was your experience there? Great place to watch the Super Bowl?
Mike says he had the money line, but he was also happy for the late touchdown that gave him the backdoor cover and almost the win. For the first time being here for the Super Bowl, it was very fun. But from what I was told, it wasn't near what it was last year and maybe the last couple of years. And they're pointing towards the economy and maybe Arizona being in the Super Bowl, it was just a lot more local flavor. You know, there are a lot of new Cardinal fans here, obviously, without really many football teams to choose from. I mean, Arizona, the Cardinals are about as close as anybody here. You know, unless you're rooting for the Raiders.
You know, the interception return for the touchdown right before halftime, you know, once it got to be 10-0, then the Cardinals came back and you give the second quarter to them until that happens. And I thought, again, at halftime, the Steelers had 17-7, and I thought, now we got another opportunity. How many opportunities do you get to step on the throat in a Super Bowl when you don't do it the first time? They get another one and don't do it.
Well, and then Arizona gets the ball to start the third quarter. You shut them down.
Why? That's interesting. Why would Arizona defer with their offense?
Yeah, that we talked about that on the show. Luckily, that wasn't a prop bet we could find out here, because that would have made it worse than it already was for some people.
You know, Doug, I took you were talking about it, that you loved the prop bet that Arizona would get the ball first in the game. So I actually called a buddy right before the game who does some bet, and I was like, man, you gotta take Arizona to get the ball first. It's going to happen. He's like, I don't know. It's -210. So you had to put some money down. He's like, I think I'm going to stay away from it. And then right after the game started, I sent him a text. Good idea to stay away from that.
Well, it just made sense.
You know, one other thing, guys, before I forget, don't you think this was about the worst game Troy Polamalu played?
You know what? He had an opportunity to end it and make a signature play at the end, and the ball went through his hands for the interception. But really,
how many times did you see him, hear him?
I would say that was the only time that I can remember him really standing out, was when on that last drive.
And, you know, even when they were talking about shutting down Larry Fitzgerald there for most of the football game, and he ends up with two touchdowns, but as they talk about shutting him down, maybe that was part of his job, but they sure weren't pointing it out that he was doing anything outstanding in the football game. It was just somewhat disappointing from that aspect. And I don't know. I think, again, Pittsburgh, clearly the better football team here, but for Arizona to play as poorly as they did, I don't know how they didn't come away with that win. And then you watch Roethlisberger take him right down the field. And again, I thought Willie Parker would be the MVP of this game. And if they would just give him the ball, he would have been. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't run well when they gave him the ball. But again, I have to bring this up. They get him down inside the five. He takes him to the three. And then here comes the morons. You know, Russell and whoever that fifth-string fullback is in the jumbo package, and they can't get in. I mean, Gary Russell gets in, but how many times did they have it down there and not get anything? You know, Roethlisberger can't get in, and good Lord, if you're in the first possession of the Super Bowl and you're an inch away from getting in and don't go for it, are you kidding me? Again, Pittsburgh never, ever went for it yesterday.
Certainly another interesting call there. They opted to go for the field goal and take the automatic 3 points. I believe an 18-yard field goal officially is the shortest, tied for the shortest in history.
Well, you can't get any shorter.
There you go.
So that's why, but it definitely had its share of exciting plays in the football game, and who knew Ben Roethlisberger could scramble like that?
You know what? He will be the next football player on Dancing with the Stars. He can move. That was really, really impressive. And I tell you what, the scramble that stands out to me is when he went about eight different directions, then found Heath Miller for the first down over the left side.
That's early in the game.
That's an amazing play that I don't think a lot of people, you know, down the road will remember. But I bet that's one of Ben's. You know, Ben's going to think back and go, man, how did I do that? How did I get away from those guys?
Did I miss the 1 second ad yesterday?
No, there wasn't one. I kept hearing there's a Miller Lite. I heard it all over the radio, the Miller Genuine Draft or Miller Lite 1 second ads, and didn't see them. So that's false information on my part.
Once again, well, they were advertised. Once again, Budweiser rolls with the horses and the dogs. And then I also I like the Dorito one with the globe.
That was awesome. Daddy of like the Conan O'Brien. With the commercial that only ran in Sweden or something along those lines. That was awesome.
That's because Daddy does that in the studio when you're not around. And, you know, basically, they ought to charge people more for putting their commercial in the first half than the second half. Because seriously, how many second half commercials do you remember?
There you go. There you go. Hey, Douglas, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, that's outstanding. I'm looking forward now to getting into college football talk the next couple of days. So, conference tournaments tonight for basketball and all kinds of stuff going on. Was there anything else that happened in the world?
No. Yeah, Nadal beat Federer.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Great match.
That was absolutely amazing. And may I say, there are some weird people in the world, and I'll explain that later. Some guy that was where I was yelling at every single point in that match. Is unbelievable. It was like going to a T-ball game. It was unbelievable.
By the way, you mentioned college football talk the next couple of days. Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated, joins us tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, Jeremy Crabtree, the head of Rivals, set to join us to talk a little football recruiting talk.
And just in case you want to know, Caesars and their properties has Florida as the favorite right now to win the national championship, followed by Oklahoma, USC, and all the normal guys. Florida's 3-1. Nebraska was 150-1. And then somehow they went to 100-1, and I don't really know how that happened, but maybe we'll figure that out. I'll bring some stuff back for you.
All right, great. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
You kids have a good time.
Bye, Douglas. Doug Duda joining us as he returns. Spent the weekend in Vegas for the Super Bowl.
He mentioned other kind of weird things that happened in sports over the weekend. Michael Phelps kind of getting into a little bit of a trouble there.
Not good.
A picture surfacing from England, apparently, showing him with apparently enjoying some
water.
Yeah, enjoying a water pipe there. So that's not good for Michael.
Well, Doug or Derek, excuse me, we're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll get back to some Super Bowl talk again.
There you go. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Let's talk about life. I'm a busy guy. I've got a big radio show. I've got needy kids. And I'm impatient. I don't have time to waste. That's why I love Stamps.com. Printing real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. You never have to wait in line at the post office. Who likes waiting in line? The post office is an absolute zoo. So get it done with Stamps.com. There's a reason they've been around for years. It works. Stamps.com is the smart way to get postage. Fast, easy, convenient. They even have discounts you can't get at the post office. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com today, and there's a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Type in Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
How valuable is being an ESPN Superstation.com superfan? Well, let us count the ways. Oh, here's another one. Some superfan will be eligible to win a Valentine's Day prize package from El Salon and Spa, Roses for You, Plain Jane's Candles, and Midas, all of Grand Island. Details on the main page of ESPNSuperstation.com.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your healthcare costs. With a health savings account partnered with the Right Health Plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at your forecast. Overall, for much of our Monday, anticipate partial clearing at times, breezy west winds at around that 5 to 15 mile per hour range. We'll have a high temperature rebounding in the middle 40s for tonight. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance for snow showers with a low near 14 degrees, and then for Tuesday, high near 30 degrees. Currently 37.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Monday after the Super Bowl. Always a great day to discuss some sports, and we've got plenty of emails rolling in to the Dent Popper inbox. Head down to the Dent Popper. They can check you out. Arma Lining.
There you go.
Pop any dents that you got in your car. They'll hook you up downtown Kearney. This comes from the El Nino in C-Town. Looks like he sent us a couple here, and let me see. It says, in a world that's controlled by TiVo paused action and instant replay that has such a big effect throughout the NFL season, how do they not review the Cardinals' final play? We touched on that a little bit. They did apparently review that. One play that they did review that should have been changed is the right toe of San Antonio Holmes. Never did touch the ground until he was being dogpiled out of bounds. Close call there. Close call.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals. It goes back to the, you know, in these playoff games, such weird situations arise. Those guys are trying to do. They're not trying to. I do not believe that there's a conspiracy that they wanted Pittsburgh or they wanted Arizona to win. I think it's one of those deals. Some strange things happen. You're forced to make a call at that moment. They reviewed a couple of them. They changed a couple of them. I think, you know, I think they got them right. I think the officials just kind of put in some weird positions. We go to the phone lines. Who we got, Derek?
We got Russ on the line.
Hey, Russ, welcome back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, one of five loyal listeners, and that's how I'm treated. Doug comes on the air, and all of a sudden, I'm just gone like the wind. That's okay, though. That's okay. I'll get over it. Even though he did steal my thunder on the kickoff, who would kick off the game, and that bet was taken off because everybody thought, you know, the Arizona would take the ball and Pittsburgh would defer. So.
Rusty, why with the offense the way Arizona, why wouldn't they have taken the ball?
What I understood is the last time Pittsburgh played in the Super Bowl, Roethlisberger didn't fare so well out of the gate, and I think that was their, I think they were hoping that would happen again.
I think Vegas made some money on that.
That's what I wanted to ask Doug, too, about some of these props. You know, Roethlisberger, supposedly a touchdown. Would have been, if you'd had a $100 bet on that, you'd made $2,000. You know, it's there, and then it's gone. You know, so not only do you have, then all of a sudden it's a field goal instead of first touchdown, you know, being a rushing touchdown. I think it would have been interesting to be out there and watch people's reactions to all the stuff that was kind of given and taken away.
I think it would have been interesting to see Doug's reaction when Gary Russell scored the first touchdown.
Yes.
Thanks for the phone call, Rusty.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks.
There's so many different things. We're going back to the phone lines.
Got Terry from Kearney on the line here.
Terry, what's going on?
Hey, one small thing that Miller did have a commercial. I don't know if you guys saw it. That big, heavy guy that usually collects the beer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was on there, and all he said was High Life.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple emails about that as well. One from Andy here. It says, there was a one-second commercial for Miller High Life where the guy just said, High Life, and that was it.
Yeah,
so.
That was kind of, and then, you know, some of that officiating, I don't think it changed the game, but, you know, these little, I call them ticky-tack things on the holder there. I don't know, that was kind of cheap. Guy tripped and ran into him, kind of.
He,
and then...
Terry, the only thing I told Derek before the show is, I think, yes, he lost his balance. I don't think he intentionally went to run over the holder. But it's one thing. Once he runs over the guy, he never slows down. He just continues on to the sideline. I think it's a deal. If he goes back and helps the guy up or says something, you know, stops there.
I'm not helping the guy up. Come on.
Well, football, this isn't, you know.
Hey, buddy, sorry I knocked you over. Let me help you up. Nah, he's on the other team, man.
I don't know. Well, then, you know, we talked about earlier with putting skirts on the quarterback. I know when Roethlisberger got hit, he barely got touched.
Yeah,
that was
a terrible call because the ball left his hand and that guy wasn't more than a step and a half away. Laid Roethlisberger out. That was a terrible call. They are protecting the quarterbacks far too much. That guy face planted off of a car. I think he can take a little bit of a hit.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I have to say. But I think that was kind of bad there. But I don't think the umpiring changed the game. But that's all I had to say. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, I think I think the more people look back at this game, the more scrutiny these officials will be under. I think they're going to take some heat. I think particularly for that one call. You know, Pittsburgh roughs a guy on the punt. Probably lucky, you know, that they didn't call it why do that in a game of that magnitude? You can't afford 15 yards. Now, I guess it was after a change of possession, so it backed him up, a whole 3 or 6 inches towards the goal line?
Yeah.
But it was just a total, another brain-dead play.
Head back to the Dent Popper inbox here. This is from Kelly in C-Town. Is it true that this was the first Super Bowl in history that it was allowed to defer the choice until the second half of the ball game? I thought I heard some insight about it at the beginning of the game. Kelly in C-Town, not sure, Dad.
That just changed. This is the first Super Bowl that you had that option. Before, if you won the toss, you automatically got the ball. That was said to me by a buddy last year. They said that it changed since last season. So I believe that is correct. So that's strange. I don't know why you wouldn't have been able to do that before, but apparently that was a league rule. By the way, when did Brenda Warner get hot?
I knew this was going to come up.
She's got 7 kids. My goodness, she's pretty.
I know, you know, during the St. Louis days when Warner was in St. Louis, I don't remember her being that attractive. Do you?
No. I remember this mousy little thing with short hair. And
a note about Brenda Warner. What was the over-under? 2.5 of times they showed Brenda Warner. You could bet it. Prop bet. 2.5 was the over-under. I think they got her 3 times, so that took the overs.
Alex Flanagan and Brenda Warner. Those are my 2 hot chicks of the day.
There you go.
By the way, I will say Jennifer Hudson's national anthem, excellent.
Did she stay under the 201 mark? Because that was another prop bet.
I don't know what the official time was on
201 for the over-under. I'm not sure what it came in.
Faith Hill. I thought the whole pregame deal leading up was...
And you talk about Alex Flanagan, Brenda Warner. You know, they probably looked good on an HDTV.
Oh,
and if you watched it at the Chicken Coop, if you watched the game at the Chicken Coop, then you probably had about 15 HD TVs to choose from to take a look at a Brenda Warner.
Probably
there.
42 inches.
But absolutely. If you want to go to the Chicken Coop, you can catch all your sporting events there. Not a bad seat in the house. Great food, drink specials every night. You can watch, obviously, the NFL, which is now over. But, hey, plenty of basketball, even hockey. If you want hockey on, tell them, hey, can you turn that TV to Versus? Watch some hockey there as well. You can stop in, warm up with I think they might have some pheasant chowder left. Not sure, but check with them on that. If they don't, try some of the wings. They got a medium hot, buck nasty hot, spicy garlic Dijon, jack sauce, any kind of wing flavor you want as well. So Chicken Coop is your place to watch sports. Downtown Kearney and Grand Island, make sure you check them out.
Chicken Coop, that's where it's
chicken
at.
Chicken Coop, you like the chicken tender hoagie. That's your favorite.
I like the ribs. I like a lot of things. That might be
like,
the reason.
You like food.
Maybe the reason I weigh what I do. But nonetheless, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk about Super Bowl ads because we got to get to a couple of them. But
and we got one more email from the mailman. We got to touch on the Australian Open before we get out as well. Just a little bit.
All right, we're going to touch on the Australian Open as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Whether you run a small business or a big enterprise, you face similar IT challenges every day, including network security, user productivity, network and application performance, and data storage and email retrieval. That's why over 70,000 businesses like yours count on Barracuda Networks to solve these challenges right out of the box without IT expertise at a price that any business can afford. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for a free 30-day trial of any of our security, productivity, or storage appliances. That's 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or see for yourself at Barracuda.com.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, in a typical utopia, you spend hours frolicking in lush green meadows and splashing around in crystal clear waterfalls. But in an auto insurance utopia, you can compare Progressive rates to those of other top companies all in about 8 minutes, leaving you plenty of time for, well, frolicking. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates may fail in Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
Lace them up. It's basketball time. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic is set for February 14th at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Come see local high school teams of all the classes hit the court as they test their skills before district play. Get your tickets today by calling the Heartland Event Center box office or online at heartlandhoopsclassic.com. The second annual Heartland Hoops Classic, presented by Pro Team Design, Sheep Industries, Grand Island Independent, and your ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Just like you pull in, dude, you get the best ever, dude.
That's the setting of Grand Island's premier pizzeria, the Wave Pizza Company at 107 North Walnut Street. Gives you two beer gardens, live kino, and an ocean beach atmosphere. Kick back, feel the tropics as you enjoy pizza named after the best beaches in the world. You can even call and have your beach pizza delivered. Just call 398-WAVE. That's 398-9283. And thank you for supporting your local pie at Wave Pizza Company, Grand Island.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
Here's a look at your forecast. Overall, for much of our Monday, anticipate partial clearing at times, breezy west winds at around that 5 to 15 mile per hour range. We'll have a high temperature rebounding in the middle 40s for tonight. Mostly cloudy skies with a chance for snow showers with a low near 14 degrees, and then for Tuesday, high near 30 degrees. Currently 37.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation. We want to remind you, the Boathouse in Grand Island has moved north on Highway 281. Hey, call them today. Ask about them installing trolling motors, fish depth finders, aerators, bilge pumps, horns, whatever it is you need for your boat. Ask them about the premium inboard, outboard packages. Hey, they can check over your motor, make sure it's ready to go this summer, this spring as well. All your bait, too. Minnows, medium shiners, large shiners, leeches, shad gizzards, shad-sized shrimp, night crawlers. Perfect opportunity to get you out on the water. The Boathouse, north of GI on 281, they've just moved. Oh, also a reminder, they've got wax worms as well. Wax worms, the only place in GI with wax worms. Check them out today, north of Grand Island on Highway 281, the Boathouse, or check them out online, the Boathouse. GI.com.
Been doing any fishing?
No.
No? Yeah, you're not the ice fisherman, that's right. You don't have the whole shed with the heater and all that stuff, so. We head back to the Dent Popper inbox here. Brent chiming in the mail, man. I woke up, this is from actually Saturday. He's referencing this before the Super Bowl. I woke up too damn early and couldn't get back to sleep on TV or, and turned on ESPN. Never before could I sit and watch tennis, but it was either tennis or ShamWow infomercials. So obviously he chose tennis. As much as it disgusts me to say this, the final match at the Aussie Open was intense. The athleticism and overall skill between Nadal and Federer was impressive. I believe Federer will surpass Sampras's record of 14 majors, but the The torch has been passed to Nadal. Three majors and an Olympic gold this year is mind-boggling. I heard the stats on TV. It sounds like a Tiger Woods type of year. I'm glad I saw the final two sets and watched something I always found nerdy. If those two meet again, which they will, I will tune in to watch. Well, boys, time to ice down some beverages, start my prep work. This is before the Super Bowl, obviously. He went ahead and took the Cardinals 24-17. Wrong. I will be the chump of, or the all-knowing. You're the chump. Enjoy the Super Bowl. By the way, I think Monday after the Super Bowl should be a federal holiday. We need more of them. He's a mailman, so obviously he wants a federal holiday there.
Cool. Thanks for the email. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Appreciate the phone calls as well. Doug out today. Derek and I kind of manning the ship, kind of going every which direction. Derek's reading the emails, trying to answer the phone, trying to get to it. So if we don't answer right away, just a lot going on.
Give us a holler right back. I'll get to you.
We appreciate all the phone calls and chiming in because you're what makes the show go, and we hope you appreciate.
The Super Bowl lived up to your expectations, and you picked the Steelers, and it was a great, good game, and lived up to it.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good game. It was competitive. I was really impressed. The resiliency the Cardinals showed, they're probably not going to get enough credit for that. Probably not going to get enough credit for coming back the two times when it's been real easy for people to start hanging their heads and start really having doubts that we're not the better team today. It's not our day, and things could have really went the other direction. They battled back twice, or you can even say three times, when it looked awful, awful, abysmal for them. And to come back like that, I thought it was great. I thought an interesting comment made by John Madden when they're reviewing the touchdown right before the half, the interception, 100-yard interception return. Right before, John Madden says, if a guy makes a run like that, you just got to give him a touchdown.
That's a typical Maddenism there. I never heard him say boom. I was kind of disappointed. No booms. So, it's a lot of the Super Bowls, no one has a rooting interest for either team, obviously, because there's only two teams and not everybody's rooting for a specific team. Was this year's Super Bowl better than last year's Super Bowl? I enjoyed last year's Super Bowl. Being a Buffalo Bills fan, I hate the Patriots. Last year's Super Bowl was great for me because I loved seeing the Patriots get squashed like that. But which was more entertaining, last year, this year? Close.
See, there, it's always, I guess I just love all the pageantry that goes with it. It's on a stage second to none other. I mean this year you can pick, and you say Detroit and San Francisco, and it just gets you. I just get fired up. Yesterday morning I'm excited on Super Bowl day. The coverage starts earlier. They take a look at a lot of things. You know, before the game, Larry Fitzgerald, his mother dying of breast cancer, to interview him and his dad. And, you know, just to take a look at the human side. You know, you look at these guys and, you know, Larry Fitzgerald made $17 million. And people, nobody's worth that. And, you know, you hear about them and you just think they're regular people. The tragedies happen to them. You know, just like they happen, you know, to regular people in regular situations, and people made mistakes, and Larry probably wishes he changed some things. I think he said that yesterday. But a neat story about kind of coming full circle, and you never know in a young age how things are going to pan out. I'm sure 10 years ago he certainly wasn't thinking about making $17 million in a year.
You talk about the pageantry, the halftime show. Bruce, you disappointed me. What were you doing? You scripted the sheet. Put down those chicken fingers and let it. Come on. And then what did he end with? What did Doug say on Friday's show? You better close with Born in the USA. We don't want to hear any of this new crap. What did we hear? New crap.
It wasn't Born in the USA.
I don't want to hear it. Why does he have to squat when he sings? He has to. I mean, he's got to squat real close to the ground.
Why did we have to slam his crotch into a camera?
Yeah, and why did he? I mean, twirling the guitar. Come on, Bruce, just play, man. Just play. Don't script all this stuff.
See, I thought it was. I mean, I'm not a crazy.
The fireworks
music.
Were cool. The fireworks were cool.
I'm not a big over the top music fan. You're more of a music fan, obviously. Doug's more of a music
Bruce
fan.
Doing boo.
Derek, your favorite Super Bowl ad was what? You say career builder.
I like I like the career builder where it's like, do you hate going to work? It shows the lady screaming. And there's, do you like punching small animals? It shows them punching the koala bear. I thought that was pretty funny. But I got to go with yours as the best one, I think, there. So the Doritos was outstanding.
Amy chimes in and says the Doritos crystal ball was the best. And I thanks for the email, Amy. That was which ranked the most popular and got a score, and I don't know what the scale. I would assume it's on a 10.0 scale, but it's a 8.46. That was right above the Clydesdale romance with the circus horse, which I thought, I didn't know Daisy was dating.
But you mentioned that there were some ads in there that just weren't. You're like, that's a Super Bowl ad?
Well, I kind of jotted some down, and I just thought, you know, about the fourth, I believe I've got them in order. The Toyota Venza, it seemed like it's a regular car commercial. And it's like, why would Toyota pay
$3 million, whatever it is, for that spot?
For, I mean, it's like you're watching, I mean, NCIS, or, I mean, pick a show. It doesn't matter. I mean, oh, there's a car commercial. Okay. I mean, nothing really, I didn't think stood out, you know, just these commercials, when you're paying that, I think they separate themselves. I thought Conan O'Brien.
That was awesome. I love the end when the guys are walking by him at the end and they go, hey, Conan, and they're all doing the robot. That's awesome. That is good stuff there.
Kind of the Zoolander. I call it a Zoolander.
Yeah, and that's what you got to go for. You look at the target audience. You're looking at people that are getting together at parties to watch the Super Bowl. Obviously, there's probably beer involved. There's probably some beverages involved. And you're trying to be funny. They have that Budweiser or Bud Light commercial with all the insects and stuff that were all flying around. It's like that's...
The Coke
yeah, it's,
one?
Yeah, it's or yeah, Coca-Cola, excuse me. Yeah, Coca-Cola. It was visually stimulating, but as far as being funny or even a Super Bowl commercial, I thought that one was kind of weird as well.
Your career builder, which I agree, because...
That was funny.
When they're punching the little koala
and
bear.
And the guy sitting in the Speedo in his desk chair picking his toenails.
that's actually, Derek, 13th.
Really?
On the ad meter. There.
Wow.
Which really surprises me. The Clydesdale can fetch, the Bridgestone Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head take a drive. That really didn't do much for me.
I don't remember that one.
That's fourth. That is fourth on this list. I really thought Doritos, and those were actually on an internet contest sent in by regular people, not ad agencies that are paid the big bucks to come up with these. I thought the Pedigree dog food with the ostrich and the rhino.
That was good, too.
That's pretty funny.
Where did Conan rank on there? They got him on there?
Clear down.
Yeah, all the way down there, huh?
Well, like 12, 14, 16, 8, 19th.
Kind of a crapshoot, really, because if you, depending on where you have the commercial, or people, I mean, if it's right at the end of a quarter or something, people might be up using the restroom, getting food, something like that. I mean, and I think it's kind of a crapshoot. Kind of all depends on where your ad lands and that kind of stuff.
Another one that's very far down the list was that Telefloral one, where they sent the flowers in the box, and that lady opens them at her desk. I mean, the motto is don't send flowers in a box. You never know what they'll say. I thought that was pretty good. And the five least unpopular. Exactly. The Hyundai, two Hyundai, and the Toyota commercial. Vizio lost. They were the worst. Along with the United Way / NFL that people didn't really care for, but I...
Wow. Yeah, there's some good ads nonetheless. I tell you what, Daddy, we are up against it here. We're running a little late, and as we mentioned, Super Bowl wraps up the NFL season. Doug, we talked to him earlier in the show, excited to get back to the studio and start talking some college football. We have, Sean Callahan on tomorrow's show, Jeremy Crabtree coming up for National Signing Day on Wednesday, so make sure you tune in for that. And with the end of the NFL season, you can really start concentrating on basketball. And I'll tell you what, Misco Sports has everything you need for basketball time. It can help you out if you're running the team. They can outfit everyone from head to toe, reversible jerseys, hoodies, shooting shirts, warm-ups, coaches' shirts. Misco's has everything you need for the team look. If your child's playing, they can help you perform the best there. You pick up basketball shoes, you can get a ball there as well. They have Columbia coats. They have all kinds of stuff for you at Misco Sports. Go see Steve, and the gang down there. They will get you outfitted for whatever you need. So make sure you see Misco Sports in the future for all of your apparel and athletic needs there.
Hey, we appreciate the phone calls. We appreciate the emails. Keep shooting them. We'll have more Super Bowl talk tomorrow as well. Doug will be back in studio. I think there will be more scrutiny probably of this game as the time passes. People are going to look back and see some things a little bit differently than I think they saw them yesterday. But nonetheless, the Pittsburgh Steelers claim their sixth Super Bowl crown. And certainly a little bit different. They're a blue-collar team in a blue-collar city and found a way to get it done. And I consider a really, really good Super Bowl. And we've had some great ones. I don't know where it ranks in those, but I put it right up towards the top. I thought it was great from really start to finish. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings. We'll see you tomorrow. Sean Callahan joins us. Talk about Husker recruits going to sign on Wednesday. We'll see you then. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Congratulations to the Steelers. Uncongratulations to Michael Phelps.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.